The Cambodian Field Hospital has so far treated nearly 40 people injured in the fighting between forces loyal to South Sudan's president and those who support the first vice president. Tan Mading Tang Nial is the guardian of one of them, a small boy who was wounded while playing with other children under a tree. The boy sustained bullet wounds in his abdomen and on his leg.
This is from a mortar from a tank from outside that has been shot from outside and hit a tree where three children were playing under. This child here was wounded and the other two brothers were slightly injured. But thank God the other two children are fine.
At just 5 years old, South Sudan is the world's youngest country, but it has been mired in conflict for about half of that time. The UN said the recent crisis in and around the capital forced about 7,000 residents to flee to its Protection of Civilian Sites, or POC sites, which are already housing scores of people uprooted by insecurity. Colonel Nong Yamako from the Cambodian contingent at the UN mission in South Sudan, or UNMISS, is the head of the hospital.
After we provide properly medical care and treatment and a surgical operation, the patient from day to day, after they recovery, they can go back to their camp, POC. And I'm really, really happy to save their life to be in South Sudan.
The crisis erupted despite the signing of a peace agreement in August 2015 and the establishment of a transitional unity government earlier this year. Tan Mading Tang Nial remains hopeful that one day the guns will be silenced forever.
I hope that South Sudan regains peace because the people of South Sudan are good people. I hope people live in their houses again without killing each other and peace comes back to South Sudan.
This week, the UN Security Council held two meetings to address this latest turn of events in South Sudan. During a session on Wednesday, UN peacekeeping chief Hervé Ladsous told members that the international community can no longer afford to sit idle as the people of South Sudan bear the brunt of the intransigence of their leaders. Diane Penn, United Nations.